I want to welcome back to the WNRN studios, Moran Alaska and Jay Pun. Morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So last fall, you put out this most recent album, and we kind of missed our chance to chat with each other. You guys were like going about a gazillion miles an hour, and
yes.
Somehow it just didn't work out, but we're glad you're here today. And I've been kind of watching you, at least via Facebook, just kind of being out and playing a lot. You had a West Coast tour recently?
That's right. We flew into Seattle, and we probably took on more than we should have for our first trip, but we went to Seattle and drove all the way to the bottom of California, then went over to Colorado, and then finished up with a festival in Kansas.
So how long did that take you?
That, we did it very speedy, in about 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
So, but it was great. I mean, the difference between the East Coast and the West Coast, I think, you know, we love playing over here a lot, and we've been doing it for so many years. It was just nice to get our feet wet over there and see what people thought of what we do, and I think it was very well received, so it was nice.
So did you, from your playing out here in this area for a long time, did you make some acquaintances that kind of helped sponsor your shows or kind of traded gigs kind of thing, or did you just decide to go say, okay, we're going to talk to this club because I hear it's really cool and I want to play there? What was your...
Yeah, we had some friends along the way that definitely gave us insight on where we should play. Obviously, our music's a little different than about a bunch of our friends. I mean, we have so many friends that are great singer-songwriters and doing the whole folk pop and Americana, and we love their stuff, but you know, on the East Coast, we've often shared many shows with them, and sometimes it doesn't seem to actually fit. So it's kind of unique in that way. But we'd get recommendations, and, you know, we'd email these clubs, and some of them were like, wow, we've never heard of such music. So it was really kind of a new thing to be able to play for somewhere that, you know, likes something fresh, you know. So it's cool. It's really nice to be out there.
Well, let's remind folks where you and Marwenna met and started pursuing music together.
We met at the last in the last semester at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and we were in two, not strange in a bad way, but different types of music classes. One was Music of India, and the other was actually just a general education class, which was intercultural communications. And it was just kind of neat because they were the two odd ones that we ended up, you know, sitting next to each other and never meeting before. And we started talking about music, and, you know, Berklee's a big jazz school along with just music business where everyone's trying to make it. So it was refreshing to meet someone that just really enjoyed having great musicianship and wanting to just further her knowledge in music. So when we got together playing, it was like a whole new thing. It was like, we don't have to decide what style of music we're playing. We're just going to not intentionally create our own, but we're just going to play and have a good time. And obviously we've created our own style some sense. So it's neat.
We've got Jay Pun and Marwenna Alaska live in the WNRN studios. You're going to play us a tune. What are you going to start with there, Jay?
Sure. This is a tune called Machine Gun, written by Marwenna, and it's a neat one because it starts off really pretty and then gets a little funky.
Jay Pun and Marwenna Alaska are playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea, north of Richmond.
Thank you.
WNRN with music from Morwenna Lasco and Jay Pund live in the WNRN studios this morning. And they are playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea. And now in front of the microphones is Morwenna. Morning, Morwenna.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back in studio. So let's talk a little bit about you and your musical training. You start off playing classical violin?
That's right. I got a calling when I was little. I was watching Sesame Street, and Itzhak Perlman was the guest on the show. So when I saw him play the violin, then I begged my mom for a violin. And I started with Suzuki real young, and then I followed through with classical training up until, I mean, I even do stuff today, really. I mean, that's really a foundation for me. But my dad turned me on to fiddle tunes. He plays accordion and guitar. And actually, he's on this new CD. He plays accordion on one of the tunes, which is really cool. So,
and you come from a pretty musical family. Your sister plays cello?
My sister plays cello, yep. And my other sister, Lavinia, she plays piano. So
probably, was it kind of fun to grow up in a household? It sounds like everybody had their instrument. They weren't kind of like competing for, you know, time with the family fiddle or piano or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone had their instrument. Britt and I would collaborate a lot, though. We would do wedding gigs when we were younger. And my dad and I had a band throughout middle school and high school. So it wasn't really a competition, but yeah, we all had our little niche.
So when you saw yourself going to the Berklee School of Music, what were you pursuing? And is that what you ended up, you know, kind of getting your degree in, or did you kind of change your mind in the middle of college, which a lot of people do? I did, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I went there looking to study jazz and bluegrass and a bunch of different violin styles, which I did. And I thought, you know, oh, my major's definitely going to be performance, but I chose this other major called professional music where you could really create your own major. So that was really neat. And in that, I could take unique classes like music of Africa, music of India, and kind of incorporate some of that stuff that I learned in my own voice that I've been, you know, honing in on this instrument for years. So
obviously, Itzhak Perlman was a major inspiration. Do you have some other people that kind of inspired you in terms of your pursuit of violin? Because obviously, if you're interested in bluegrass violin, you know, maybe you were like a Kenny Baker fan or, you know, some other people.
I really like Stefan Grappelli. I mean, that sort of thing where there's classical bass training in there. There's a guy named Didier Lockwood. He's a French jazz violinist who blows my mind and is a constant inspiration, I would say. And you know, I mean, of course, classical musician Maxim Vengerov was really like, wow, this guy does something different for classical music. He's got such a unique voice. So, yeah, I mean, it spans across the board. And also, like, not just fiddle players, you know, I mean, Louis Armstrong is a big inspiration, the way he solos and his phrasing and stuff of that nature. So,
we've got Morwenna Lasco and Jay Pun in the WNRN studios. They're playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea. You guys are going to play another live one for us next here? What are you going to play?
We're going to play the title cut off of our new CD. It's called Kyoja Beet. And they are actually the heirloom beets that folks grow in their garden that are, they have the red candy stripes through them, so they're very mild for a beet.
Thank you.
We've got Morwenna Lasco and Jay Pun here in the WNRN studios. Last fall, they released a brand new CD, and they're going to be playing at Ashland Coffee and Tea tonight. So over the time I've seen you guys perform together, I've seen you perform as a duo like you're doing now, but I've also seen you guys perform with a full band. So are you going to have a band with you tonight?
Tonight we are not. It's just the two of us. They're presenting this Homegrown Wednesdays, which is a real steal, I think, for the area to see new music that hasn't been there. We played there a while ago, opening for the Hackensaw Boys, maybe 3 years ago. So it'll be our first time in a while, but we just thought we'd bring the duo and maybe next time bring the whole band.
And do you got any other plans to be playing in Central Virginia over the next month or so?
Let's see. We're doing a secret show this Saturday in Charlottesville, really late, 10:30. We'll be announcing it on our website and obviously Facebook the day of, and that should be fun. And let's see. Then we're playing the Steppin' Out Festival in Blacksburg next Friday, which should be really cool because the Lee Boys, who are one of my favorite groups, that we get to see at a festival. They're just such a great live show. They'll be there, too, so that'll be exciting. Other than that, we're going to take some time, too, I think, after the summer starts to slow down, maybe think about another new CD. So we're excited about what's to come. We've been thinking about the last few years and how things have, in a great way, just evolved, and I really feel like, in some sense, we've been playing for years, but it almost feels like we just started again, and it's a beautiful thing to feel that.
And does being on the road or being home, is that the best environment for you guys to be writing?
Wow.
Or a little bit of both? That.
I think it's a combo, because definitely, you know, the one thing is, if, for those of you listening that have never heard us, we don't write many words, and it's mostly instrumental. There's some singing here and there and some whistling and stuff like that, but... you know, it's not as hard for us, I don't think, to write in a lyrical sense like some bands do, because we don't have to have that. So if we just come up with an idea, or even if we hear something in our head, we get to whistle it or just sing it. And that's already the beginning of our song. And I think one of the tunes, I think you'll be playing it in a few minutes, that we whistled in a grocery store while on tour. And then we literally went back to where we were staying and played it, and it was almost done, and it was really neat to see that. So yeah, inspiration comes from all over.
Grocery store, wherever you happen to be. What are you going to play for us to close out this morning, Jay?
We're going to do a pretty one. It's kind of sad, but sometimes it's happy. It's written for a mentor of mine and a good friend of Charlottesville musicians and all over the world, and fans. His name was Leroy Moore. He was the saxophonist for the Dave Matthews Band. And we entitled this One More Farewell. And on the CD, it features Rashawn Ross of Soul Live and now of Dave Matthews Band. So.
WNRN. More Wine Alaska, J. Pun live in the WNRN studios. They're playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea, and it is a delight, as always, to have them here in the WNRN studios playing their music. Thanks so much for coming in. And what is the website? So if people want to find out about your secret show on Saturday night, they can save it in their browser and go there Saturday morning and check it out. What's your website?
It's www.mojamusic.net. We are a .net. So that's something to remember.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in. So glad to catch up with you guys and hear your music live. Well, thanks again, Jay. Thanks, Morwenna,
for
playing
us
live in the WNRN studios.